Chapter 19 Translator, Zia Editor, Ellie Butler Wong was finally punished, and Lee Nyongza was also fired, but these have nothing to do with Du Cyan, who is now preparing to return to Du Mansion. After a man married to his wife's family for 3 days, he had to go home once so that his parents knew how well their children are doing. But Du Cyan did not have such parents, and Bai Fang must wish he would never appear again. To be honest, Du Cyan was reluctant to go back if it is possible, but the rules must not be neglected, and he couldn't let others make jokes about him. Fortunately, only this time, Du Cyan comforted himself. Xu Ting came to him and asked, "Is there anything missing?" Du Cyan hurriedly said, "Servants have packed everything, don't worry." It was just a matter of courtesy. Du Cyan was unwilling to let Xu Ting give gold and silver as a gift. Xu Ting nodded, "Okay, father and mother are still at home waiting for us to celebrate the Mid-Autumn Festival." The 15th day of August, which was both the day when Du Cyan was not only returning to his family but also the day of the Mid-Autumn Festival. With this excuse, they could go to Du Mansion earlier. Du Cyan was very satisfied and felt that the day was very cleverly rushed. Shukin came over and reported, "My lord, the return gifts are all packed and the carriage is also set." Xu Ting wrapped Du Cyan's waist, "Let's go." Shukin, Shuki and the others followed behind, unable to stop themselves from covering their mouths and chatting. Du Cyan treated them well, and they also treated Du Cyan as their master from the bottom of their hearts. They all saw Du Cyan's situation in Du's family, and they hoped Du Cyan would get married into a royal family and escape from the sea of suffering. Now it was good, the queen's daughter doted on their master. Du Mansion people and Du Gan also stayed home during the Mid-Autumn Festival. The doorman didn't dare to stop Xu Ting when she came, and while people came in, he informed Du Gan, "Master, the in-law's daughter and the second son are here. Du Gan, please come in quickly." Knowing that Xu Ting and Du Cyan were coming, the food was already prepared, and the table would soon be ready for guests. "Cyan, go and see your grandmother first. Let the queen's daughter and mother talk." Du Cyan felt that he came back to find the punishment. The old lady of the Du Mansion was born in a low place, and she enjoyed blessing after becoming an official with Du Gan. Bai Fang was her nephew and Du Gan's childhood friend. They had always been on one side. Now that Du Cyan married Xu Ting, the old lady didn't dare to punish him anymore, but a grimace was not uncommon. With a cold face, Du Cyan came out of the old lady's courtyard and said to Shukin and Chan Er who were following him, "Let's go and take a look at father's courtyard." The yard of Yan Shu, the lord of Min Jiaqing, was where Du Cyan lived after his death, but Du Cyan did not live in the main house, but kept the original furnishings and kept clean from time to see things and think of people. Du Cyan walked to the front of the courtyard and bumped into Du Miaoyan. Du Miaoyan immediately raised his eyebrows and asked in a sharp voice, "What are you doing here?" "Oh, the queen's daughter of Zhenbian doesn't want you." Du Cyan's whole face was cold, and he pushed Du Miaoyan away and walked into the yard, followed by four little servants who rushed into the main house aggressively. Bai Fang seemed to be leaning on the soft couch placed by Du Cyan's father, and Bai Fang's youngest daughter, Du Lin, was playing on the ground. Du Cyan was so angry that his whole body was shaking. Bai Fang was somewhat guilty, he looked at Du Cyan and said, "Cyan is back." Du Cyan questioned him, "How dare you move in here? That's funny, this is the lord's courtyard, I'm the lord of the Du Mansion, how come I can't move in?" At that time, Yan Shu married Du Gan as the lord, Bai Fang as the prince. Yan Shu's marriage was gifted, and he had unlimited glory. He lived in the courtyard of the lord of the Du Mansion. After Yan Shu's death, even if Bai Fang was helped to be the lord, he couldn't move into the yard. He coveted the yard, which symbolized the position of the lord, and his eyes were red. No, as soon as Du Cyan got married, he moved in anxiously, like a cackling flower rooster who finally won the victory. "Don't bully my father." Du Lin was spoiled and raised as a chubby girl. She got up from the ground and rushed towards Du Cyan. The thrush's eyes were frozen and quickly blocked Du Cyan. The little fatty couldn't hit him. Instead, she fell back on the ground and rolled twice like a ball. Du Lin cried. Bai Fang went to help her and shouted at Du Cyan angrily, "You are so good. Even bullied your younger sister." Seeing a few powerful slaves looking at him, Du Cyan turned around and ran out of the courtyard, heading straight to Xu Ting. In the study, Du Gan was introducing her daughter, Bai Fang's eldest daughter, Du Puyu, to Xu Ting. Du Puyu was preparing to go into an official position. The Du family made a fortune only after Du Gan's generation. Before that, she was not rich. To tell the truth, she didn't have much inside information in the capital. She was busy making relationships with Du Puyu. "I have seen the queen's daughter. Xu Ting took a sip of tea, and she could see the intentions of the mother and daughter at a glance. If the Du family was kind to Du Xian, she wouldn't mind pulling Du Puyu into that high circle. Unfortunately, this was not the case. Xu Ting felt that their faces were quite big. The servant knocked on the door and said that the second son was waiting outside. When the conversation came to a critical point, Du Gan hurriedly said, "There should be no big deal if the men go first. Let them go first, and let us continue." Unexpectedly, Xu Ting did not respond to her at all and directly got up and pushed the door out. Outside, Xu Ting came out, and Du Xian threw himself into her arms. The whole person looked like a bullied azalea. Xu Ting's eyes flashed with a hint of harshness. She wrapped her arms around the person in her arms, stretched out his hand to stroke the back of his head, and asked, "What's wrong?" At this time, Bai Fang and his son Du Miaoyan also came after him, followed by a large group of servants. Du Gan and Du Puyu also came out of the study, everyone crowded in the open space outside the Du mansion study. Du Xian looked at Xu Ting, his eyes were red, "Father's courtyard, they seized it. Du Xian, you are so brave that you could really sue evil. Your wife," Xu Ting pressed her eyelids down, did not look at Bai Fang at all, and took Du Xian to face Du Gan directly. "Du Shang Xu, the deceased husband's courtyard is not even reserved. Is this Du Mansion's rules?" Du Gan seemed to have been slapped in the face and her face was very painful. She was always proud of herself, and she was most afraid of being ashamed in the capital. If it was a normal time, she wouldn't have minded it and walked away. But although Xu Ting was younger and a junior, her status was overpowering her. Du Gan could only save herself with a stiff face. "It is because of improper consideration in the mansion. I will have someone clear out the courtyard of Xian's father immediately for Xian to live whenever he returns home and misses his father." "Bai Fang, wife," Du Gan scolded him, "you shut up." Xu Ting didn't bother to pay attention to them and said, "No need." She looked at Du Xian and asked, "Do you still want the furniture in your father's courtyard? They've been used." Du Xian shook his head, he knew what Bai Fang had touched, so he refused. "Look at the father-in-law's yard, and remember the style and furnishings." Xu Ting stretched out her hand to wipe off the teardrops under Du Xian's eyes, and asked softly, "Set up a courtyard for father-in-law near the Zhenbian Palace, bring the father-in-law's memorial tablet with you, okay?" Du Gan said, "Queen's daughter. This is not in compliance with the rules." "Rules? Du Mansion does not even keep the deceased's yard and is in compliance with the rules?" Du Gan still wanted to refute, but Xu Ting blocked her words directly. "Mother-in-law, you've seen it too, the sound of the air is very good, you as a mother should rest assured, we will leave first." Du Gan stayed and said, "Let's have dinner before you leave." Xu Ting and her group left directly, not giving her face at all. The carriage wheels grunted as they drove away from the Du Mansion, and the atmosphere in the Du Mansion was depressing as Bai Fang whispered next to Du Gan. "Wife," Du Gan flicked his sleeves and left, and Du Puyu hurriedly followed her. Bai Fang's heart was overjoyed, this was the permission for him to continue to live in that courtyard. He didn't want to get involved in Du Gan's troubles, and instructed his daughter Du Puyu to coax her mother, and then brought a group of people back to his courtyard. Du Gan felt embarrassed, but she felt very happy that Yan Xu was finally going to completely disappear from Du Mansion. Bai Fang, who endured inner pleasure, didn't notice his son's bright eyes. After returning to the yard, Du Miaoyan pulled Bai Fang's sleeve, "Father, I want to marry the queen's daughter.